The Sports Debacle is a frank and open discussion between adults about sports and other pop culture subjects. Discretion is advised.
If you've ever sent your children running to another room by swearing at a relief pitcher, then you've come to the right place. It's the Sports Debacle with Justin McIsaac. All right. Welcome to another edition of the Debacle, the finest sports podcast in all the intranets. That's right, I'm going to make that claim. Bill Simmons, you may have millions of listeners, but I have Kelly Brown reading my intro. Take that, buddy! I win. All right, a very special edition of the Debacle because we're going to tackle a tough subject today, even though I've stated I won't make dumb cliched statements like that. It's kind of a fun subject today because there's not much in the world of sports going on that I actually care that much about. Yeah, NCAA tournament, don't care. Once my bracket has been busted, I'm out. Although I do like watching for Duke, though not because I like Duke. It's because I despise Duke. Mike Krzyzewski might be a hell of a guy. I don't think he is. I do enjoy watching. When I watch Duke, I see all these smarmy, rich, probably expensive car driving white kids, you know, playing basketball and looking all douchey. And it's hard to root for those guys because they're going to do well in life anyway. They're going to graduate from Duke. They're probably these trust fund mother effers anyway. They're going to graduate. They got a job all lined up at some investment bank stealing people's money and, you know, running AIG into the ground. They're set already. So why give me a good reason to root for Duke against, like, Coppin State or Southwest Oshkosh, you know, Technical Institute. I want to see Duke lose, and I want to see them lose to the worst team possible. I'd like to see a college, you know, like the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, we didn't have a basketball team, but let's say we did. First of all, we'd get killed every time we play because there's a lot of unathletic people that went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, myself included. But second of all, that would be terrific to watch Duke lose to, I don't know, let's say homeless people had a college for some reason. You know, like Warren Buffett decides he's going to donate $10 million to set up a homeless college for the betterment of homeless people right in New York City, because I'm assuming they have a high homeless population. Giuliani didn't have them all killed. So the first class of homeless people, they form a basketball team, and somehow they win their conference, the Dirtbag Conference. So they get to go to the NCAA tournament. They meet Duke in the first round. Duke's a 2 seed. Dirtbag State is a 15 seed. The homeless people win. That would be the greatest sporting event in the history of the world for me. I would DVR that and watch it every day. That would be fantastic. But that's not really what we're getting into today. We're getting into sports mascots or nicknames. Now this comes up between our guest today, Renee McIsaac, my wife, will be our guest today, joining us on the No Name Hotline, and she has this thing where she doesn't like if a sports team has a nickname that is not appropriate. In other words, we'll cite this as an example: the Utah Jazz. That is not, in Renee's opinion, a geographically appropriate nickname because there's nobody in Utah playing jazz. It's all a bunch of Mormon people wearing their special underwear. And of course, I'm generalizing, but as is often the case when I generalize, I don't care. So we're going to get into that with Renee, and we'll see where else the conversation goes. But that's, you know, there's really, the opening day is 7 days away, 6 days away. It's next Monday, not this Monday. Football, I'm not as into the football draft as a lot of people are. It's like, okay, I can't watch it for 6 hours. That's just me. You know, it's there's not a whole lot sports-wise. The NHL playoffs are a couple of weeks away. The basketball playoffs still about 3 or 4 weeks away. That's when I really get into those sports. So not a whole lot to speak of. We'll hit on a few podcast things. I found out where our San Antonio listeners are coming from. It's actually right here at the radio station I work at because our home office is in San Antonio. So when you log on to the computer, it's the podcast website, it has to go through San Antonio first. So there's nobody listening in San Antonio. Although maybe a few people from the home office of the radio company I work for will be like, wow, we got to fire this guy. Listen to him. He is, not only does he suck, but he's saying terrible things. So that's, I still haven't found out the Kansas people though. I had four listeners in Kansas and we have no idea who they are. So if you're listening in Kansas, You know how to get a hold of us. SportsDebacle@yahoo.com. My friend, I want to give a shout out to Rich Brunel of the Fat Squad. Don't forget to visit go to fatsquad.com. That's where you can find Rich and Josh, a couple of friends of mine, even though Josh feuds with me for no reason. You can see their comic strip and a lot of other cool stuff. They're artists who deserve to be famous. They're not famous yet. But when they are, I definitely intend to ride their coattails. So that being said, we're going to get Renee on the No Name Hotline. We're going to talk some sports nicknames. Oh, also, Rich wanted me to mention if we're going to talk UFC at some point. We're definitely going to talk mixed martial arts, UFC. There just hasn't been too much going on with Ultimate Fighting as of yet. The new season of The Ultimate Fighter starts in a couple of weeks. I think that is, it might even be this coming week. So we're definitely getting into that. Next time they have next pay-per-view, we'll have Rich in, and we'll talk about UFC and mixed martial arts. But let's get Renee on the phone. We're going to talk some sports nicknames and mascots, and hopefully this won't be a train wreck. All right, joining us on the No Name Hotline is my wife and life partner, Renee McIsaac. Thanks for joining us, honey.
Okay, hi, everyone.
All right, I kind of explained to the people your theory about sports team nicknames, that they should sort of be geographically appropriate, or at least not geographically inappropriate.
Okay.
And I cited the Utah Jazz as an example. Now, we kind of talked about this at home. What did you think the Utah Jazz should actually be named?
The Utah Mormons.
You think they should be the Utah Mormons?
Well, I think Utah, and then I think Mormons. So, just the first thing that comes to mind, although I did actually look online, see what Utah had to offer, aside from that.
It's not much.
Canyons. That apparently is the drawer.
Oh, canyons. That's a. What do you think of that name, judges?
I would not name my team the Canyons. No, I'm just saying, like, they've got Salt Lake City, the Mormons, and Canyons. So I think that you're probably not going to have a winning team name anywhere you go.
You can't name a team the Mormons, though. That would be like calling a team the New York Jews. Wouldn't it? You couldn't do that.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure you couldn't, let's say you have a team in Baghdad. Are you going to call them the Suicide Bombers? Or I don't know where it has a large Muslim population, but.
No, see, that's totally inappropriate.
Why is that inappropriate?
Because Suicide Bombers?
When you think Arabs, what do you think of right now? I mean, I'm the most liberal guy I know, but I think Suicide Bombers
think
at this point. You don't?
No.
Oh, come on, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
If there was an NBA team in Tikrit, Iraq, you'd be like, oh, they should call themselves the Suicide Bombers or something, right?
No.
Or the IEDs? Oh, wow, we're going to get hate mail.
No.
All right, let's move on.
I can't get on board with that, so, yeah, let's move on.
I can't get on board with Mormons. I'm sorry.
I think it's better than the Jazz. It's not fair for them to have that team name. There's so many other places that I would associate Jazz with.
Well, they moved from New Orleans. Originally, they were in New Orleans, and they were the New Orleans Jazz, which is the perfect nickname.
Which makes sense.
Right. But then they moved, and they took the nickname with them, and now New Orleans is the Hornets.
Yeah, but see, when they moved, they should have changed their name.
Okay, perhaps. It was the 70s. People were, they had all these T-shirts printed that probably just said Jazz on them. Apparently, Keely is weighing in on the no-name hotline.
Yeah, but they could have transitioned,
I don't know. What? That's my daughter checking in, Keely, on the No Name Hotline, trying to get in on the conversation.
Yeah, trying to weasel her way.
Right. Okay, so I came up with a couple of different categories. I don't know what you came up with. I had nicknames that I thought were just plain dumb.
Okay.
Some that were questionable.
Okay.
Some that were just kind of nonsensical or not geographically appropriate, which Jazz would fit into that. I agree. You can't have the Utah Jazz.
Okay.
And I thought there were very few that I thought were actually kind of clever.
Okay.
I'd pause for a second and go, okay, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
So we'll start off with first of all, I absolutely hate it when teams are called something that's really blatantly obvious. For example, the Houston Texans. Duh.
Yeah, that's a lame name.
There's quite a few of these, more than you think. There's the Houston Texans. Of course, the Montreal Canadiens, which has got to be the dumbest.
Yep. It's stating the obvious, and it's pretty bad.
Right, like if they call themselves the Montreal Rude, the rude cigarette smelling French a holes, that'd be the same thing, because you know those people are in Montreal. The Washington Nationals.
Yeah, that's not. I think that you should have a team name that's inspiring or something that's, scary sounding and intimidating to the opponent, and that's really not.
Okay, also the Washington Capitals, and duh. And the Vancouver Canucks. I don't even know what a Canuck is, except something you call a Canadian person.
Yep.
So it's like the Vancouver nicknames. Well, you mentioned non-intimidating nicknames. That brings me to this. What do you think the most non-intimidating nickname in sports is? Professional sports. I didn't really research college. I know you did a little bit of that, but go ahead. What do you think the least intimidating nickname is in sports? I'll give you a hint of what I think mine is. It's in hockey. Which you would think you'd have to have an intimidating name in hockey, but apparently not. We have dead air on the other end. Are you still with us, Renee? Oh, I guess we lost Renee. Let's try and get her back.
Did you hang up on me?
I didn't hang up on you.
Okay.
We lost you there on the no-name hotline. If we had a sponsor, it would probably work out better.
Okay.
What I was saying was the least intimidating name in all of sports, I think, it resides in hockey. Do you have a guess or do you have an opinion?
I'm not sure what team you're thinking of.
I'm thinking, Renee, of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, right.
Now, let's say you woke up out of a coma, you didn't know anything about sports. Someone explained hockey to you. You're like, somehow you've been blessed with this incredible hockey talent, but you had no idea what hockey was, never knew of any of the professional teams.
Mm-hmm.
And you were placed on a team and said, okay, guys, we're going to face a really tough opponent. And then they said, coach, who are we going against today, eh? Because you'd be Canadian. They'd say, we're going to play the Maple Leafs. What would your reaction be?
I would probably ask them if they were kidding.
This would be my reaction. The Maple Leafs? What, were the daisies not available to play? Were the petunias on strike? Oh, the Maple Leafs. I'm terribly afraid. Perhaps I'll get a rash because I'll be allergic to them. But that's about it.
Okay.
That would be my reaction.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you have some opinions on other nicknames, Renee? I know you feel strongly on some of them. What's your opinion on?
You already mentioned some of them. Like the Philadelphia Phillies is a pretty lame name. I think they could have come up with something much more creative.
What is a Philly? Do you have any idea?
I'm pretty sure they're just saying that. I think they're just stating the obvious.
Oh, like a Toronto, like a Montreal Canadian.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
But then there's an over. Usage of team names, mascots being Wildcats.
Yes, I hate that.
Or Tigers. And actually, I was looking up on Wikipedia, and they have a list of the 12 most common names in four colleges.
Okay.
And so at the top of the list, you have the Eagle.
Yeah.
And apparently, there are 76 colleges that use the Eagles as their mascot.
Now, does that include such bastardizations like the Screaming Eagles, the Golden Eagles, the Rabid Eagles?
Exactly.
Okay.
All those concoctions fall under that. But then following the Eagles, you have Tigers,
okay,
which apparently 46 colleges use.
I'm not as hung up on Tigers because Tigers are at least kind of badass and you'd be afraid of them.
No, see, my problem with that is we don't have tigers in North America, so why would you name your team? Why would you include tiger someplace?
Okay, but if you're only going to do things that are in North America, you get back, eventually you run out of stuff, and you end up with Maple Leafs. So I give tigers a pass.
No. See, I think you're just not being creative enough.
Well, most of these nicknames were invented in the early 20th century, correct? That's when, when they still thought, when they didn't have a cure for polio, and they still thought taking a picture would capture your soul. So you gotta grade it on a curve, I think.
Tigers, come on. No, seriously.
No, you know what? Let's go to the judges. Judges, how do we feel about tigers? Oh, the judges like it. I don't know if that worked.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so then after Tigers, you have Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, okay.
Apparently 39 colleges use Bulldogs.
You don't like Bulldogs?
Not when so many schools use it. I think that you want to stand out. You don't want to sound like everybody else.
Now, do you think it's awkward when a team with one nickname plays a team with the same nickname?
Yeah.
Like, this happened in the CFL, the Grey Cup playoffs, or the championship. There was two teams with the name Rough Riders. You, except one of them was one name was Rough Riders. The other team was two words, Rough Riders.
Yeah.
You got to send Keely somewhere else. She is bringing down my podcast.
Sorry.
Ask her. Tell her that this podcast, someone's going to hear it, and I'm going to get hired by a major station and make tons of money. But if she ruins it, it's going to be her fault. Ask her if she wants to go to a good college or to McIntosh College. Because that's what McIntosh is closed. They won't sue me. That's why I said that.
Okay. All right, well, let me just read the rest of the ones on the list here, because after Bulldogs, you've got Panthers, Knights, Lions, Bears, Hawks, Cougars, Pioneers, Warriors.
Pioneers is a common one, really?
Actually, yes. It says on here that there are 28 colleges that use Pioneers. Now, granted, I'm looking at, this is a very large list, and it includes really small schools.
Yeah, like
some of them I have no idea where they are. Let me see if I can find an example.
Oh, that's like stupid D3 colleges you would never care about unless you went there.
Right. Well, there's like the Alderson Brodus, and their nickname. I don't know. Their team nickname is actually the Battlers, which is actually pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, well, they battle. That's what they do.
Right.
It prepares them if they're pro athletes, because all, you know, pro athletes have stupid milquetoast interviews. Like, you know, we went out there and really battled. So they get a jump start on that.
Yeah. But see, now, there are other names that I think, I tried to make a list of things that I thought were maybe intimidating.
Okay.
And spiders, I think, would probably be a good one.
Okay. A lot of people are afraid of spiders.
A lot of people are afraid of spiders. And as far as I can tell, that's an underutilized.
I know Richmond University uses the spiders, and I think that might be it. Now, you could get really nasty and be like the Black Widows, although right. I don't think that would work for a male sports team. They wouldn't want to say they were chicks, right?
Okay. Well, but then I was also thinking like tarantulas.
Yes.
Does anybody use tarantula?
I don't think so. I'm going to try and look it up. But yeah, you could have, like, if you were a football team and you were the tarantula, you could have a big, nasty, hairy tarantula on the helmet.
Yeah, and that's intimidating. A lot of people are afraid of tarantulas.
Not our son, though. He loves them.
No, not him included. And then also, it's funny because I had, like, there are a couple of, scorpions.
Scorpions is a good one, too.
And, you know, just without doing a search, I can't think of any teams that are, you know, name the scorpions.
Okay, let me see. I'm looking up mascots. I don't see any mascots being tarantulas. Tarantulas as a sports mascot. Oh, I think there might be a high school in Arizona, the Gabs Tarantulas. Or that might be an actual thing. I don't know. Slowing down the podcast here. But
okay.
Tarantulas would be good. I think there's not enough. I mean, here's what I think. There are mascots named after natural disasters, right? Like hurricanes, tornadoes, cyclones, etc.
Uh-huh.
Why not go to the next level and go with, like, diseases? like if you were, like, the North Brewster staph infections?
Uh-huh.
I would be scared to death to get a staph infection, wouldn't you?
Right. We're going to be playing the parasites tonight.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. The six Nevada mascots described as marks as noteworthy were the Cheyenne Desert Shields. That's kind of okay. The Gabs Tarantulas, which, okay, so there is one. The Fernley Vaqueros, a Spanish name for cowboys. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
The Sparks Railroaders and the Tunahopa Fighting Muckers. That represents a scruffy miner cleaning out mine tailings. I think these are Arizona high schools, so Arizona gets a big thumbs up. Just another reason to love Arizona. Nevada.
I think there are a lot of creative types out there.
But what type of disease do you think would be appropriate to name a team without, like, crossing the line to offensive so the school boards would get up in arms? Like, you couldn't name a team like the New Jersey AIDS. You couldn't do that, right?
Certainly not.
Although I think that would be terrific because you wouldn't want to play them.
And part of their proceeds could all go towards the...
Oh, screw that. Just name them the A's. You don't have to get politically correct about it.
Oh, okay. Well, cancer would be a big one.
Couldn't you not do cancer? Wouldn't people have a hang-up about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they would, but...
You could just go with the tumors, though, I think. Like tonight, live from whatever arena, it's the Tulsa Tumors.
Yeah.
But that brings up another point. When I say Tulsa Tumors, I don't care for cities having a nickname like pro sports teams. That's what's the word I'm looking for here? That's alliterical, like alliteration, like the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
It seems to me they just picked the Titans because it was another T name.
Yeah.
And that bugs me. And what is a Titan anyway?
Oh, it's a mythical god.
I know, but there aren't any in North America, are there, Renee?
No. Well, see, I dislike the names Trojans and Spartans because I don't really feel that has any clear a tie-in to colleges around here.
But you're okay with Vikings, though, right?
Or were
you not okay with that?
Yeah, but I did. After you talked about it, I was okay with the Vikings.
Okay, Renee's okay with Vikings because, specifically if it's in Minnesota, right? Because the Minnesota Vikings, there's a lot of people of Scandinavian heritage who were Vikings.
Right.
Okay, so you're all right with Vikings.
I'm okay with that one.
Okay, what else did I have here for dumb ones? Bills. Buffalo Bills. Okay, the name, the city name is Buffalo. You're like saying you're the Buffalo Buffaloes.
Here's another one that's absolutely horrendous.
Oh, here we go.
The Los Angeles Angels.
The Los Angeles Angels.
Yes.
You don't like that?
No.
Okay, they were the you liked California Angels.
That's acceptable, but to say, like, the Angels, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Now,
it's an awful, awful name.
Now, let me ask you this. You're not okay with Trojans or Spartans, but you are okay with Angels, even though Angels are a mythical creature, just like, well, Trojans and Spartans actually existed, but you're not okay with with those.
Well, no, see, I probably wouldn't recommend naming a team the Angels, but it's doubly worse because that's the town name as well, the city.
Okay.
So that makes absolutely no sense to me.
I think you're just wrong about that. I think Los Angeles Angels is great just because it pisses people off and it sells jerseys. But I will say this. I am okay with Trojans and Spartans because they're intimidating. I mean, I think if you're extinct, you can go with that name. Like, there's no Trojans and Spartans anymore. They don't really, or Vikings. They don't really belong to anybody. So I think once a thing is gone, it's kind of fair game to be a mascot.
If I was choosing a name, though, I would want it to represent something about my location, my school, my team.
But what if where you live sucks? Like, what would New Hampshire pick for a mascot? Like, UNH is currently the Wildcats. And by the way, when I was in school... Okay, like grade school, middle school, when we play intramural soccer or everything, I would always get stuck on the goddamn team that was called the Wildcats. I hated the Wildcats nickname. It's so boring. You might as well be called the Feral Cats. At least then you could get a disease from a feral cat and, you know, die. But I hated the name Wildcats. I've never been crazy about Eagles. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said the Rabid Cats.
Yeah, the Rabid Feral Cats. That would be much better than Wildcats.
Okay, well, one problem that we have is the fact that years and years ago, when people came into the area, they got rid of all the big, scary predators that were living here. So that's why, you know, when you look around, it's like, ooh, what am I going to be afraid of? Oh, there's a...
pollution.
Pollution, right.
Drunk drivers.
You know, the gray squirrel in the yard, you know, what is there? There's not much. But
the UNH gray squirrels. Yeah, that wouldn't look good on a uniform.
No. New Hampshire has bobcats, but bobcats are fairly common.
I think if you're gonna go with bobcat, you might as well be wildcat. It's the same thing. It's one less letter. Who cares?
Well, I'm not really suggesting that as a name. But I was thinking, okay, so How about, maybe not New Hampshire, but really cool insects like praying mantis?
That would be all right.
Or I don't think there are any teams that are the bats.
No, there's a I think the Louisville Bats in AAA. The Bats. But I think that's like a playoff of Bats, you know, baseball Bats. My phone's ringing. My boss is calling me during the podcast. I wonder if I should answer.
No.
No? Yeah, I'm going to answer. Hold on.
Hello?
For God's sake, you're interrupting a podcast here. Hold on. Joining us on the podcast, Jeff Pierce.
Yeah.
Say hello to the people, Jeff Pierce.
Who's in the room with you?
Nobody. You're on speakerphone. Renee McIsaac's on the phone. Not to mention the millions of listeners worldwide, Jeff.
Daddy.
Cameron.
Mama's not right here. Now she's here.
You can talk for a second. I gotta get some.
Daddy.
Yeah.
When are you gonna be back?
I'm gonna be back at 9:30. You'll be in bed though. Hey, Cameron. What is your favorite sports nickname? You know how, like, sports teams have a nickname, like the Red Sox, that's their nickname? What would your favorite sports nickname be? Like, Mommy and I were talking about if we had a sports team, we would call it the Tarantulas. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had your own sports team, what would you call it?
Spiders.
The Spiders, like the Rochester Spiders?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if it couldn't be the Spiders, what would it be?
The Snakes.
The Snakes. I like that one, too. You know, there's a basketball team in Toronto called the Raptors.
Whoa.
Yeah, what do you think about that name?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Do you mind if I put this on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. So your voice will be, when I listen to this on the computer tomorrow, your voice will be on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I have the phone back now?
Mama's gonna have the phone.
Okay, thanks for talking, buddy.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry about the interruption.
That's okay.
I don't want to get fired, that's all.
Yep.
This will be fun to edit, too, by the way. It's been recording the whole time.
Yeah.
Cameron and I were talking some sports mascots, so I'm gonna put him in the podcast.
Okay.
So I forget where we were before I was rudely interrupted by my boss, who for some reason runs a radio station and expects me to be working when I'm working.
Of course.
But I think we were talking about what we could have for New Hampshire mascots, and you said praying mantis.
Mm-hmm.
And what else were you talking about?
Let me see. What did I also have as a suggestion here? You probably won't like this one. The lumberjacks.
I guess.
The.
Oh, you said bats, and I said Louisville bats. That's right. And then we got interrupted. Okay.
Okay. See, for Maine, even like the Maine fishermen.
Yeah.
Maine lobstermen.
I think Maine has a good one. Maine black bears is a quality mascot. It's intimidating.
Yeah, that's good.
It resides within the state.
Yep.
And there's not a whole lot. I mean, there's Chicago Bears. There's not a whole lot of black bear names. So, good job, Maine. Way to go. It's the one positive thing you've brought to the table ever. So, what are your opinion, or what is your opinion, Renee, on natural disasters as mascots?
I think that if you can't come up with a decent alternative, it's an okay way to go.
But what's okay? Like the Colorado has the Colorado Avalanche.
Yep.
I think that's pretty intimidating, and it's also geographically appropriate.
But how do you represent that in a symbol?
Well, their symbol is a giant A with like a big whoosh of snow coming down the A. It's like you're about to be buried and suffocate, which you know wouldn't necessarily happen on the ice, but the fear of that could cause you to play bad. No joke there? No laugh. I don't think my sound effects are working. Can you hear this?
Nope.
No, you didn't hear that?
Nope.
We're going to have a sound effectless podcast. Damn it.
problem. Okay.
I just wanted to hit on a few other ones because I think New Hampshire could have a good natural disaster mascot. Like the, I don't know, what sort of, like the New Hampshire blizzards?
The nor'easters.
The what?
The nor'easters.
Yeah, that's a good one. Although it is, it does use the alliteration, which I don't like.
Right.
But maybe the Granite State nor'easters, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that's another thing I wanted to ask. What? Sometimes I get annoyed when things like the Golden State Warriors.
Golden is used a lot, actually.
Well, you want to signify that you're the best, but California's the Golden State. Do you agree? Do you think that they should be forced to change their name to the Oakland Warriors because they're in Oakland, or something like that?
No.
You're okay with Golden State, really?
I think it's kind of, I don't know. I think it's kind of lame, but.
Okay, well, let's hit the ones I thought were clever. I thought these were like, okay, yeah, you got something there. Baltimore Ravens, I like.
I like that as well.
Because Ravens comes from Edgar Allan Poe, wrote The Raven, blah, blah, blah.
And if you've actually ever seen a raven in real life, they are absolutely huge.
They are?
They are. They are very big and very scary.
Okay, so intimidating, geographically appropriate, and clever. Good job, yeah. Baltimore. Minnesota Twins. Now, here's why I like that. Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, the Twins. Although I do think they should be required by baseball to have at least one set of Twins on the team at all times.
That would keep it relevant if they did.
They should have to. They should have to draft Twins. And whether or not they're any good, like they could get a roster exemption so they could carry 27 players instead of 25, but they should be made to have a set of Twins on the team.
Uh-huh.
Okay. St. Louis Blues. I'm going to tell you why I like St. Louis Blues. I'm just a sucker for the symbol.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I guess
The St. Louis Blues symbol is just a big musical note.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the end of it, there's like the musical scale on the tail end of the note. I'm a sucker for the St. Louis Blues symbol, even though they've sucked for like 6 years.
Okay.
And you know, St. Louis... Not necessarily home to the Blues, but large African-American population. A lot of singing of the blues going on because white people have no reason to sing the blues. Right, Renee?
No comment.
That's what George Carlin said, not me.
Oh, okay.
But he's true. I think the rest of that joke goes, what the hell do white people have to be blue about? They ran out of khakis and Banana Republic?
I think they still have things to be blue about.
Whatever. Anyway. Detroit Pistons, I'm also a fan of. Because it's geographically relevant. They build cars in Detroit. I'm pretty sure that's the only team name that is named Pistons.
Okay.
Honey, it's radio. You can't just give one-word answers.
I'm sorry. No, that sounds decent enough. Can you explain to me the New Jersey Nets?
Net being part of basketball.
And that's it. There's nothing else to that name.
They were the New York Nets before they were the New Jersey Nets, which I think sounds better somehow.
No, not really.
No?
No.
I got nothing. They get a lifetime pass because Dr. J played for them. And that's pretty much all they need.
Okay, well, I think that's a pretty lame one. I do like, on our list of ones, that I think are pretty passable. I do like the Nittany Lion.
Now, what is a Nittany Lion?
Okay, I had to look this up because I was not completely sure.
Okay.
But apparently the story goes that in the area there's Mount Nittany, and mountain lions used to be in that area.
There's a Mount Nittany.
Yes.
See, here's why that doesn't work. Because you had to look it up, right?
But if I was in the area, I would probably know.
Yeah, but if Penn State goes to play Oregon, I mean, the people in Oregon, they're not going to care what stupid mountain is in Pennsylvania, right?
I guess it depends on how good they're doing.
All right, to me, that's like a boll weevil. Nobody knows what a boll weevil is either, and therefore, it's not intimidating. Penn State should have to change their nickname. And also,
okay, how about the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns?
You know what? You're trying too hard there.
That's, don't like that one.
That doesn't roll off the tongue. That's like 14 syllables there.
Raging Cajuns?
Oh, the whole thing. Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns. I need a breath mint after I say that. I got to get a drink.
So I give him points for creativity, but it's not working for me. Okay, here's a couple more. Minnesota Wild. Not a fan of that.
The Minnesota Wild.
That's their hockey team.
I think that is, hey, we're out of ideas, and we'll just go with this.
You know, I think they were so depressed because Minnesota's former hockey team used to be one of my favorite nicknames, the Minnesota North Stars.
Okay.
That was a cool nickname. Then they moved to Dallas, became the Dallas Stars. You know, that's stupid. I think they were just so depressed. They were like, okay, Minnesota, drawn out of a hat. Wild, there you go. Print the jerseys.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with that one, but...
Okay, and I wanted to wrap this up with... Everybody knows that maybe not everybody, but I think most people agree that Native American mascots just don't... are in the 21st century, I don't think are okay to have. And I'm not the most politically correct guy in the world, but if you have a team called the Redskins, I don't think that's okay.
I don't care for that name either. I think you could probably do a lot better.
You wouldn't have the Harlem Blackskins, would you?
the white guys.
Yeah, you wouldn't have like the New Hampshire pasty-faced white kids, right? Or the Beijing yellow guys.
Yeah, not very intimidating.
Well, it's intimidating because, you know, Indians used to kill white people, and rightfully so. We raped them and took all their land. But I just don't think it's okay. You wouldn't have the New York that's how I feel that that is.
I think we've reached a point in our history where we can move on from that.
Okay, the Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians isn't so bad, but then you have that goddamn mascot. You're the chief why who's like, me drink 'em lots of alcohol, me stereotype. That's terrible. They should be fine. They should be docked 10 games in the standings for every year they have that mascot.
Uh-huh. Maybe one of these days they will change it. It's a perennial subject.
Yeah. Okay, was there any other mascots that were bugging you, Renee?
Oh, that were really bugging me. I think I probably... mentioned everything that was really at the top of my list.
Okay, real quick, I think the following teams should have to change their names. I think we both agree. Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, okay. That one can go.
Yeah, Los Angeles Dodgers.
Did a lot of people dodge the draft?
Well, here's why they were called the Dodgers. When they were in Brooklyn, they were originally called the Trolley Dodgers.
Okay.
Because there were so many trolleys going around, you had to, you know, look the hell out.
Okay.
But once they moved to L.A., ain't no trolleys in L.A., right?
I don't think so.
We'd have a strong opinion, huh? Toronto Raptors. I think they should have to change their name because here's the thing. I think you roll the dice when you use a dinosaur because there's new discoveries being made every year. What if it comes out like 5 years from now that Raptors were actually like the prison bitches of dinosaurs? They were complete wimps and they would let every other dinosaurs mess up their stuff.
Well, okay, one question I have, though, is their mascot specifically referring to a dinosaur? Is it just raptor in general? Okay.
What do you mean? How else would it be? What other kind
of
raptor is there?
Birds of prey are raptors.
Are they?
Yes.
Well, were they...
hawks are raptors. Falcons are raptors.
Really? Education today on the sports debacle. No, but when they first came out, they had their mascot was a dinosaur wearing a basketball jersey on the front of their jersey. Like, Google Toronto Raptors uniforms and you'll see it. And they still have like a dinosaur paw print on the side of their shorts.
Okay.
So I think they should consider changing it. And I also think that was an overreaction to Maple Leafs. Like on the one side you have a plant, and on the other side you have a carnivorous dinosaur that will tear your heart out.
Yeah, isn't there something in between?
Somewhere in the middle they should come up with something for their next franchise.
Okay.
All right, Renee, I think that's just going to about wrap it up for the debacle. You have to get the kids to bed. I have to wrap things up here.
Can I mention one other thing now?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay. So I was online, and I was just kind of browsing to see what sort of lead stories were up online on Yahoo.
Okay.
And apparently the Tigers have put Dontrelle Willis on the 15-day disabled list.
I wrote this down to mention to you, and I forgot about it.
For an anxiety disorder.
Guys do not get anxiety disorder. That is a chick disease. Only girls get that.
Well, she don't have.
Okay, and then so, and there's a quote from Dontrell on there as well, like, "Hey, I'm not crazy. It was they saw something in my blood, and this is serious," kind of thing.
Oh, you know what? This. Okay, now, I was gonna say I'm not gonna make fun of anxiety disorder, but I guess I am. Like, let's say you're Dontrell Willis.
Yeah.
You came out of the hood.
Yeah.
You're a role model to black youth everywhere. You came out of nowhere. I don't know if he grew up poor or what. I'm guessing he did. I think somewhere I heard about that. But you come up poor. You win a World Series. You're one of the best young left-handed pitchers. You probably got a posse full of your boys. Don't you ask them to put something else on the DL thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I mean, there are a couple of things that come to mind when I see this. One, obviously he has some sort of mental disorder, because you don't go from the top of your game down to the bottom of the game
without
having some sort of head issue. Because obviously, you know, he was really hot stuff.
Right.
And now he's like doing minor league assignments. So,
right, he was at single A most of last year.
Okay, so that signals to me that there is some sort of issue inside of his head. But second of all, there's no way I'm letting them put that online or anywhere that they're putting me on the disabled list for an anxiety.
Oh, absolutely
condition.
Not. Like,
that's not going to happen. And obviously, I think that this is just a bunch of crap. I mean, they don't know what to do with him, so they're like, well, let's say he has a disorder. What sort of disorder can we use that they can't maybe prove with X-rays?
Well,
has an anxiety disorder.
Can't they just say he has like a virus? Like when Giambi was out for most of 04 because he had a steroids thing.
Yeah.
They kept saying he had like a cyst. He has an intestinal thing. He has this. They kept making stuff up. Okay, even going as far back as like when Mickey Mantle played for the Yankees and he was too drunk to play or he was too hungover, they come up with something. Can't they come up with he has a bad knee?
Right.
We're doing further tests. He has a bad knee. Meanwhile, he's on Zoloft. But don't tell everybody he has anxiety. Hopefully the guy can come back and make it back to the major leagues and to his old form. But when he does, and if he's pitching against the Red Sox, you better believe I'll be in the bleachers going, "Where's your shrink?"
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's just what I'm going to say on the podcast. I'll say much worse stuff when I'm
right.
there.
He's going to be on suicide watch.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I'll bring a noose to wave at him. I wouldn't throw them, but I bring pill bottles to show.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you probably would do all that stuff.
Well, absolutely. I'm the guy. I didn't say this, and I swear to God I didn't say this. Dan was with me. In 2004, we went to the ALCS.
Right.
That was the year Mariano Rivera, his cousin or somebody, tragically died in the pool accident. They electrocuted themselves.
Oh, right.
I didn't say this, but I laughed like hell. There was a guy, we were near the bullpens, who went, "Hey, Mariano, it's electric!" Boogie, boogie, boogie.
My goodness. Yeah, you see, you can laugh about it now because it's been a couple of years past.
But. Plus, he's a Yankee. Screw him.
Yeah. I think he's a nice guy.
Have you ever met him?
No. I have really no. Well, except for the fact that when he got that reception in Fenway.
Oh, in 05?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He just sort of like tipped his hat and smiled and was like, "Hey, thanks."
And he waved at the thing. Yeah, that kind of warmed me to him a little bit. But that and the fact that we beat him a lot.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have talked a long time here. Not counting the interruption, I think we were 35 minutes. Just about mascots. So we're going to wrap it up, and I'll see you in a little while.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for joining us on the Sports Debacle, Renee.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so a long discussion with Renee about team nicknames. I forgot to mention the Milwaukee Brewers. Also, favorite team nickname. Beer, baseball, also appropriate for the region. What else do you need? That's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of the Sports Debacle. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that long-ass discussion was not too irrelevant. And if it was, screw you. It's my podcast. I'll talk about what I want to. Stay tuned next week. We don't have a guest lined up for next week yet. Probably going to be Dan. Dan is like the Cal Ripken Jr. of podcast. Yes, he's whenever I call him, he answers the call. So We'll see what happens. But thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can contact us, sportsdebacle@yahoo.com. Also, follow us, twitter.com/sportsdebacle. And if you like what you're hearing or think it doesn't suck, tell a friend. Now let's let somebody else say exactly what I just said.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Debacle with Justin McIsaac. You can contact Justin by emailing sportsdebacle@yahoo.com.